This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon. And I love this from the 469. Shout out to KNC for being at Buffalo Wild Wings on Fridays again. That must mean it's the start of the NFL and Dallas Cowboys season. Love when you guys are out there. Also, shout out to G-Bag for being out here today after us. That's right. If you want to come out, G-Bag Nation is going to be doing their show live at this very same Buffalo Wild Wings. And then from the 817, I must have missed this one. I apologize. Kevin, what about my shout-out? Happy anniversary to my wife, Christy, for 28 years today. That is outstanding. Congratulations to you guys. Now, it is a staple that we usually get going about this time, right before the Cowboys are about to play. Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because. 877-881-1053. If you want to hit us up on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, or the Twitch, or the YouTube, or heck, maybe you're here and just want to tell us in the break, let us know. Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because. Who would like to start?
I got this, Mike. I'll start this one. I'm just starting with win, though. I'm not going to go with the lose part of it yet, all right? Cowboys win because their two rookie offensive linemen look like the studs that we thought we drafted. Tyler Guyton.
I like that one.
Tyler Guyton is going to, like, him protecting Dak against Myles Garrett and whoever else they decide to throw over there to come after him. Very important. And in the middle there with Cooper Beebe, you're going to need him to be the tough dude that he is. He's one of those guys that when you watched him on film, you're just like, okay, there's a mean streak that the Cowboys have been missing across the offensive line for a while. I think Tyler Smith has it a little bit. He's one of those mean guys that when he gets on the field, he can really crush. So I think that it's whenever Cooper Beebe, if you see him pushing guys around, picking up the second block.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I keep talking about with my son Carter. He's like, who do I hit next? I'm like, yes, second level. Can you do
that? But
he
said, who do I get to hit next?
He loves that part. But I think that's a massive deal for this team is can Tyler Guyton be that guy? Not have one of those Chaz Green type days.
Yeah.
You know, if he gives up a sack, I understand. But if he gives up six of them, then we got a problem. But I think that's the if the Cowboys win, it's because those two guys look like the studs we thought we drafted.
And by the way, real quick, it is a shout-out Friday. I want to throw this one out for you, Mike. From the 903, shout-out to Mike for being awesome after the Rangers game two nights ago. It was my son Charlie's birthday, and he signed a game ball for us.
I remember that. Yeah, that was awesome.
Look at you, Mike, just making people's day.
I mean, look, I'm pretty famous.
Mm-hmm. I've heard
I mean, look, hey. What were the hotcakes out here today? The prospect cards.
The Cronuts, too.
And the Cronuts.
Yeah, one of our Tolos brought in some Cronuts. They're special.
I'm just going to tell you, those might be the best Cronuts I've ever had.
I am not going to argue with you on that. Those are fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm just glad we got the Cronut business back. You know,
yes,
that we got it,
we
that
did.
We lifted it back off the ground. Because I was just informed, Mike, that the Cronuts went away for a while. And because of us, they're coming back.
Oh, the Cronuts should be coming
back. Because of our show,
back. The Cronuts should overtake regular donuts. All right, you want me to do mine?
Let's do it.
Which one do you want first?
Give me the win first.
Cowboys win because the Cleveland Browns are average or below average at football.
And hasn't that felt like the history of the Cleveland Browns? As you're like,
is this going to be your take the whole year?
Maybe.
Sorry, Corey.
I will have to make up another one because Cowboys win because 90% of their wins are against average to below average teams. And this 36-15 run that they've had, right, 12-5 every year, is that right?
Very good.
They beat 90% of their wins are against average to below average teams. The Cleveland Browns, to me, dictate more of the win or loss than the Dallas Cowboys. If the Cowboys win, you can mark it down. The Cleveland Browns are going to be an average to below average team this year. Cowboys lose because the Browns are good. If the Browns are good, there's a 90% chance the Cowboys lose to good teams. They usually can't beat them. Now, example, they beat the Detroit Lions last year at the end of the year, and the Lions were better than the Cowboys. But they did win, so there is a chance that the Cowboys beat good teams. It's just very low. Dak is unbelievable at taking advantage of average teams or below average teams. If they're a good team, Dak struggles tremendously, which usually the Cowboys struggle tremendously. So I look at this as a coin flip game because I don't know, Corey, if the Browns are good or I'll say average. I don't think they're going to be below average this year, but I don't know who the Cleveland Browns are in 2024. And so if the Browns win this game, I will tell you, the Browns are probably going to be a good team. If they lose this game, then I'm going to be like, well, the Browns are going to be an average to below average team.
That's interesting. I mean, in the past, that's right. That is correct with the teams the Cowboys lose to. Kevin, I just saw this come in from the 469. I don't know if I'm listening to a repeat post on the military radio network, but Mike is world famous. We're listening to y'all from Okinawa. So,
holy crap. You're going to say like Karate Kid, right, Mr. Miyagi?
They did the baton thing on the drum.
In part two, yes.
The Okinawa area code is 469. Awesome. So,
I mean, you can take your phone other places.
Into the military? You can take your phone in the military?
I'll ask my brother-in-law.
At the Ranger
honestly
game the other day, a guy brought his family from Alaska.
What?
And he's like, I watch all the games in Alaska and all this stuff. Thank you. You know, I'm like, wow. And they just like, we used to live in Texas, but they took a vacation to Alaska. And they're like, we like Alaska. And then moved to Alaska.
All right, Corey, I know.
Oh, they said disregard. It is an old delay old show. So, sorry.
Hold on, but they just responded to what you just said.
Well, I think, no, they responded before I got
it. Hey, let's not ruin it for them. Hey. I think the Cowboys can beat the Packers in this playoff.
From the...
That's a quick on your feet one. Yeah. That was good.
It still hurts. Good. It still hurts. From the 817. Hey, just check it in. I've missed listening to y'all. I'm currently in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, listening on the Odyssey app. Did I look that up ahead of time to make sure that was a real place?
Adrienne's been there.
Yes. Really?
Yeah, she did. Actually, that's when she did the zip line across the Rocky Mountains.
Okay.
Or the Appalachian? Yeah, across the Appalachian Mountains. She said it was scary.
From the 325, Cowboys win because Jake Ferguson has a huge game. And then Cowboys lose because Cleveland is a physical team and the Cowboys are soft. I mean, look, I think that's a concern that a lot of us have. Hopefully that doesn't come to pass. Corey, since you gave your Cowboys win, can I tell you my Cowboys
Absolutely,
win?
Absolutely, man.
All right. Cowboys win because Micah Parsons wrecked shop in season openers. So he's had three season openers in his NFL career, obviously. In those three openers, he has 15 tackles, three sacks, two tackles for loss on rushing plays, and a pass breakup. So he has been very good in season openers. And so I'm going to go back to Micah Parsons. I know we worry that he wears down as the season comes along, and that's a very fair critique. I think he'll be big in this game.
Okay. Do you think he'll have...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A better game than Myles Garrett?
I think I am going to say that because of...
Your hate for Arlington?
No, man, I'm telling you, I saw Myles Garrett when I think he was a sophomore in a scrimmage, and he was running all over Allen, who usually has a great offensive line. I was like, good night, that kid is awesome.
Is that when you thought Giants were real? You were like, still exist.
He was incredible, but if you look at the left tackle plans for the Browns versus the Cowboys. Cowboys drafted Tyler Guyton. That's been the plan. They've worked him over there. That's been the plan all along. And then for the Browns, Jedrick Wills, he's hurt. And I knew they were, thinking that could be the case. But even when we talked with the Browns beat reporter, Zach, yesterday, he was like, I am honestly not sure who will see more time, player A or player B. So I think the Cowboys just have a better plan in place to go against an elite rusher.
I hope Zach Johnson covers more than just the Browns, too, because I'd like to talk to him again. He was good. I really enjoyed talking with him yesterday.
Absolutely.
Probably covers the Guardians.
That's a possibility. He could guard
that. That makes sense.
Cover the Guardians.
And the Cavs.
What's their hockey team's name?
I don't believe they have an NHL team.
Hockey in Ohio?
I'm not saying they don't have any hockey.
They don't have an NHL team. I think it's minor league.
Oh, Whale-S hockey there.
Okay. In your face, Joey.
Hey, they all know what I'm talking about if they watch Shorzy, so that's all I'm saying.
You have to have a Cowboys lose because we heard it from Mike. What do you think?
Because the Browns are good.
That's why I asked, are you going to say that all year?
No, because the next game, I don't think the Saints are good. I think they're average at best this year. So I wouldn't say that about the Saints. But because I don't know the Browns, they finished 11-6 last year, but yeah. I don't really believe in the 11-6.
Is that the end of your...
I'm done.
Sorry, I was showing Mike or Kevin my Reagan Library stuff that I had from Oxnard. I still have it here.
I'm telling you, politics aside, it's a super fun place to go.
And you said it was a good movie, too. So there are
I have not seen Tim, that. Tim said that. I have not seen that.
Cowboys
movie.
Lose because... They didn't shore up their defensive tackle. They didn't actually fix the ability to stop the run. This is a team that likes to run the football. And if they can run the football early and the Cowboys have to commit too much of their assets to that, then Amari Cooper can get wide open for play action. That's the way that they can beat the Cowboys, is setting them up slowly, plodding along with Jerome Ford, plodding along with their running backs, and then Deshaun Watson sees a wide-open Amari Cooper downfield. And that also helps out David Njoku. I thought that was fascinating to hear what Zach told us yesterday about how they change the way they use him.
Now, a lot of good opinions coming in on the Franklin Frankel Firm text line from the 214. Cowboys win because Zeke is going to punch in three touchdowns. Let me tell you this. If that happens... Oh, wow. I have to eat so much crow with Mickey on Monday.
All of us, right?
All of us.
Do you think Mickey will make you eat that crow?
Oh, my God, yes.
He'll be like, what did you think about that one?
Like, what were you saying on Friday? It's definitely going to happen. I'll be fine with it because that means the Cowboys are going to win that game.
Mm-hmm.
From the 2-1-4, Cowboys win because Zeke has still got it. Cowboys lose because Myles Garrett is going to take our tackles lunch all day long. That is absolutely a concern. Now, for my Cowboys lose, believe it or not, I went with Deshaun Watson. This specifically. Deshaun Watson can actually be good early in the season and at home. Now, I know he's had a lot of injury problems.
I don't know this stat.
Yeah, so he was 5-1 in his 6 starts last year. So, I mean, things were off to the right track. And then in 3 of his 5 career home starts with Cleveland, he has a quarterback rating of above 90 with no interceptions. And 3 of his 4 career starts in week 1, he's also had a rushing touchdown. So he takes care of the ball. He scores with his feet in the early season home games.
I don't have the answer to this, Kevin. I would like to know maybe if you have the answer to this. How many of those games were with Nick Chubb?
I'll have to go back and double check. That's a good question.
His quarterback rating can be a lot better whenever he has Nick Chubb because you commit so much of that. He can be more efficient and not relied upon as much. Look, man, Sean's right. When I was listening to him this morning, he was like, I'm so pissed at that guy for making me look stupid.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of us, he made us all look dumb because we were like, dude, this guy is a legitimately good quarterback. Yeah. He just needs some offensive line blocking. And so I think that's still there somewhere. But, man, that's whenever he's at his best is whenever that team calls it the way they do.
I really like these next two texts from the 2-1-4. Cowboys lose because the front office cannot truly evaluate their team. Cowboys win because I agree with Mike. From the 469.
Oh, that's just the thing.
Yeah, that's what they said.
I just agree with Mike.
Cowboys win because Zeke is 2016 Zeke. Cowboys lose because Zeke is 2024 Zeke. Yeah, that is fair. From the 817, Cowboys win because Deshaun Watson sucks, and Cowboys lose because they're bad at running and they're bad at stopping the run. That's always concerning to me. I know if you have a deficiency on your team, it's concerning. It always concerns me when the exact same thing on both sides of the ball is problematic. You know what I'm saying? Like the fact that we don't look like a team that's going to be able to run the ball and can't stop the run, that is a terrifying idea.
And the Cowboys, the question about that isn't the trench as much as it is the back. On the defensive side, it's the trench. You're like, I have lots of questions about what they can do on the defensive line. On the offensive side, we feel like the holes can be there. Mike's been talking about this a lot, and Broadus, I think, has been talking about it too, is you can open up the holes, but can the back get through it fast enough? And that's where you saw it last night. Speed kills, man. Xavier Worthy, speed kills. Lamar Jackson, speed kills. Yeah. Isaiah Pacheco, all those things last night. Rashee Rice, that slant.
Man.
That slant that he runs with Mahomes, and it's that read option pass play action that he sets up, and he slants, and as soon as the ball is released from Mahomes' hands, he's already turning upfield. Yeah. The ball's right there, and it's beautiful. It's terrifying, too, but that speed, man, will get you, and we know that Rice likes to speed.
Whew,
too soon.
Man. I mean, the NFL doesn't think anything happened. Now, I want everyone to help me out with something. You can do it on the fan text or the Twitch or the YouTube. Will you give us what you think the spelling is for what Jerry said our fullback's name was today? We didn't get an opportunity. Did he call him Lukepke?
Hey, don't forget about old Lukepke.
And I was like, I don't know.
He'll get an interception.
So I'm really curious how people think that that would be spelled. Because when I heard him say that, I was like, ooh, I don't know about all of that. From the 2-1-4, Cowboys win because we don't get in a shootout, and Cowboys lose because of a mismanaged clock. I said that incorrectly. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Dallas off of Lemon. If you want to come out and see us and clap for us, I would really appreciate that. Wow, I didn't think that would work so effectively.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.